Chapter 4. She can learn anything, if she will. Apostrophe, if she will. Egad, that's it. But if she won't? Apostrophe, crack, on Mr. Jasper's part. How's she looking, Jack? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Jasper's concentrated face again includes the portrait as he returns. Very like your sketch indeed. Apostrophe, I am a little proud of it, apostrophe says the young fellow, glancing up at the sketch with complacency, and then shutting one eye, and taking a corrected prospect of it over a level bridge of nutcrackers in the air. Not badly hit off from memory. But I ought to have caught that expression pretty well, for I have seen it often enough. Apostrophe, crack, on Edwin Drood's part. Crack, on Mr. Jasper's part. In point of fact, apostrophe the former resumes, after some silent dipping among his fragments of walnut with an air of pique, I see it whenever I go to see Pussy. If I don't find it on her face, I leave it there. You know I do, Miss Scornful Pert. Boo. Apostrophe with a twirl of the nutcrackers at the portrait. Crack. 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 Slowly, on Mr. Jasper's part. Crack. Sharply on the part of Edwin Drood. Silence on both sides. Have you lost your tongue, Jack? Apostrophe, apostrophe, have you found yours, Ned? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, but really, isn't it, you know, after all apostrophe, Mr. Jasper lifts his dark eyebrows inquiringly. Isn't it unsatisfactory to be cut off from choice in such a matter? There, Jack. I tell you. If I could choose, I would choose Pussy from all the pretty girls in the world. Apostrophe, but you have not got to choose. Apostrophe, that's what I complain of. My dead and gone father and Pussy's dead, and gone father must needs marry us together by anticipation. Why the devil, I was going to say, if it had been respectful to their memory, couldn't they leave us alone? Apostrophe, apostrophe, tut. Tut, dear boy, apostrophe Mr. Jasper remonstrates, in a tone of gentle deprecation. Tut, tut. Yes, Jack, it's all very well for you. You can take it easily. Your life is not laid down to scale, and lined and dotted out for you, like a surveyor's plan. You have no uncomfortable suspicion that you are forced upon anybody, nor has anybody an uncomfortable suspicion that she is forced upon you, or that you are forced upon her. You can choose for yourself. Life, for you, is a plum with a natural bloom on. It hasn't been over carefully wiped off for you, apostrophe, don't stop, dear fellow. Go on. Apostrophe, can I anyhow have hurt your feelings, Jack? Apostrophe, apostrophe, how can you have hurt my feelings? Apostrophe, apostrophe, good heaven, Jack, you look frightfully ill. There's a strange film come over your eyes. Apostrophe, Mr. Jasper, with a forced smile, stretches out his right hand, as if at once, to disarm apprehension and guy in time to get better. After a while he says faintly, I have been taking opium for a pain and agony that sometimes overcomes me. The effects of the medicine steal over me like a blight or a cloud, and pass. You see them in the act of passing, they will be gone directly. Look away from me. They will go all the sooner. Apostrophe, with a scared face the younger man complies, by casting his eyes downward at the ashes on the hearth. Not relaxing his own gaze on the fire, but rather strengthening it with a fierce, firm grip upon his elbow chair, the elder sits for a few moments rigid, and then, with thick drops standing on his forehead, and a sharp catch of his breath, becomes as he was before. On his so subsiding in his chair, his nephew gently and assiduously tends him, while he quite recovers. When Jasper is restored, he lays a tender hand upon his nephew's shoulder, and, in a tone of voice less troubled than the purport of his words indeed with something of raillery or banter in it thus addresses him. There is said to be a hidden skeleton in every house, but you thought there was none in mine, dear Ned. Apostrophe, upon my life, Jack, I did think so. However, when I come to consider that even in Pussy's house, if she had one and in mine, if I had one apostrophe, you were going to say, but that I interrupted you in spite of myself, what a quiet life mine is. No whirl and uproar around me, no distracting commerce or calculation, no risk, no change of place, myself devoted to the art I pursue, my business, my pleasure. Apostrophe, I really was going to say something of the kind, Jack, but you see, you, speaking of yourself, almost necessarily leave out much that I should have put in. For instance, I should have put in the foreground your being so much respected as lay precentor, or lay clerk, or whatever you call it, of this cathedral, you're enjoying the reputation of having done such wonders with the choir. You're choosing your society, and holding such an independent position in this queer old place. Your gift of teaching, why, even Pussy, who don't like being taught, says there never was such a master as you are. Comma and your connection. Apostrophe, yes, I saw what you were tending to. I hate it. Apostrophe, hate it, Jack. Apostrophe, apostrophe, much bewildered. I hate it. The cramped monotony of my existence grinds me away by the grain. How does our service sound to you? Apostrophe, beautiful. Quite celestial. Apostrophe, it often sounds to me quite devilish. I am so weary of it. The echoes of my own voice among the arches seem to mock me with my daily drudging round. No wretched monk who droned his life away in that gloomy place before me can have been more tired of it than I am. He could take for relief, and did take, to carving demons out of the stalls and seats and desks. What shall I do? Must I take to carving them out of my heart? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I thought you had so exactly found your niche in life. Jack, apostrophe, Edwin Drood returns, astonished, bending forward in his chair, to lay a sympathetic hand on Jasper's knee, and looking at him with an anxious face. I know you thought so. They all think so. Apostrophe, well, I suppose they do, apostrophe, says Edwin, meditating aloud. Pussy thinks so. Apostrophe, when did she tell you that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the last time I was here. You remember when? 3 months ago. Apostrophe, how did she phrase it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh, she only said that she had become your pupil, and that you were made for your vocation. Apostrophe, the younger man glances at the portrait. The elder sees it in him. Anyhow, my dear Ned, apostrophe, Jasper resumes, as he shakes his head with a grave cheerfulness, I must subdue myself to my vocation, which is much the same thing outwardly. It's too late to find another now. This is a confidence between us. Apostrophe, it shall be sacredly preserved, Jack. Apostrophe, I have reposed it in you, because apostrophe, I feel it, I assure you. Because we are fast friends, and because you love and trust me, as I love and trust you. Both hands, Jack. Apostrophe, as each stands looking into the other's eyes, and as the uncle holds the nephew's hands, the uncle thus proceeds. You know now, don't you, that even a poor monotonous chorister and grinder of music in his niche may be troubled with some stray sort of ambition, aspiration, restlessness, dissatisfaction, what shall we call it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, dear Jack. Apostrophe, and you will remember? Apostrophe, apostrophe, my dear Jack, I only ask you, am I likely to forget what you have said with so much feeling? Apostrophe, apostrophe, take it as a warning then. Apostrophe, in the act of having his hands released, and of moving a step back, Edwin pauses for an instant, to consider the application of these last words. The instant over, he says, sensibly touched. I am afraid I am but a shallow, surface kind of fellow, Jack, and that my headpiece is none of the best. But I needn't say I am young, and perhaps I shall not grow worse as I grow older. At all events, I hope I have something impressible within me, which deeply feels the disinterestedness of your painfully laying your inner self bare, as a warning to me. apostrophe, Mr. Jasper's steadiness of face and figure becomes so marvelous that his breathing seems to have stopped. I couldn't fail to notice, Jack, that it cost you a great effort, and that you were very much moved, and very unlike your usual self. Of course I knew that you were extremely fond of me, but I really was not prepared for your, as I may say, sacrificing yourself to me in that way. Apostrophe, Mr. Jasper, becoming a breathing man again without the smallest stage of transition between the two extreme states, lifts his shoulders, laughs, and waves his right arm. No, don't put the sentiment away, Jack, please don't, for I am very much in earnest. I have no doubt that that unhealthy state of mind which you have so powerfully described is attended with some real suffering, and is hard to bear. But let me reassure you, Jack, as to the chances of its overcoming me. I don't think I am in the way of it. In some few months, less than another year, you know, I shall carry Pussy off from school as Mrs. Edwin Drood. I shall then go engineering into the East, and Pussy with me. And although we have our little tiffs now, arising out of a certain unavoidable flatness that attends our lovemaking, owing to its end being all settled beforehand, still I have no doubt of our getting on capitally then, when it's done and can't be helped. In short, Jack, to go back to the old song I was freely quoting at dinner, and who knows old songs better than you? Comma, my wife shall dance, and I will sing, so merrily pass the day. Of Pussy's being beautiful there cannot be a doubt, and when you are good besides, little Miss Impudence, apostrophe once more apostrophizing the portrait, I'll burn your comic likeness, and paint your music master another. Apostrophe, Mr. Jasper, with his hand to his chin, and with an expression of musing benevolence on his face, has attentively watched every animated look and gesture attending the delivery of these words. He remains in that attitude after they are spoken, as if in a kind of fascination attendant on his strong interest in the youthful spirit that he loves so well. Then he says with a quiet smile, "You won't be warned, then?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, Jack. Apostrophe, you can't be warned, then? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, Jack, not by you. Besides that, I don't really consider myself a danger. I don't like your putting yourself in that position. Apostrophe, shall we go and walk in the churchyard? Apostrophe, apostrophe, by all means. You won't mind my slipping out of it for half a moment to the nun's house and leaving a parcel there? Only gloves for Pussy, as many pairs of gloves as she is years old today. Rather poetical, Jack. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Jasper, still in the same attitude, murmurs, "Nothing half so sweet in life, Ned." Apostrophe, apostrophe, here's the parcel in my greatcoat pocket. They must be presented tonight, or the poetry is gone. It's against regulations for me to call at night, but not to leave a packet. I am ready, Jack. Apostrophe, Mr. Jasper dissolves his attitude, and they go out together. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.